Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
If you have been following that chit-chat, you will well remember last week's thrilling stories of Glasgow. Since I am still impressed by Scotland, today let me tell you about some mysteries of, I would say, the most known Scottish city. Edinburgh. If you haven't had a chance so far to visit this beautiful city with its narrow passages between the buildings full of history and nice architecture, definitely you have to go there one day. If you already have, I hope that some of today's mysteries will make you come back there, or maybe not necessarily. Let's see. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who decided, maybe it was not his own decision, but he was rather forced to explore the tunnels which go underground Edinburgh's castle. He was supposed to check where they lead. Not to get lost and let those above keep track of him, he was playing a drum. Soon, however, the music stopped. Certainly, there was a rescue team sent to look for him, but neither the boy nor his body were ever found. Nonetheless, his music may be still heard in some parts of the castle today. If you happen to stroll down the Edinburgh streets, beware if you pass the White Hart Inn, since it is known to be the most haunted pub in the entire Scotland. Why, you may ask? Well, it is located close to the place where public executions took place. Some witnesses claim that they have seen shadows going to the basement of the pub, and from time to time, the door just shut. Barrels of whiskey and beer are constantly moved, and beer taps are closed tight, though they have been already opened. And surprisingly, such incidents are regularly reported by the staff working there. If you haven't got scared so far, then just listen to a real goosebumps story of Swanee Bean. As a son of a ditch digger, he didn't want to end his life like his father, so he left home with a woman to live in a cave undiscovered for a quarter of a century. They had quite a nice bunch of children and grandchildren, many of them a, let's say, fruit of incest. Since the family was far from being, let's say, perfect, and not eager to work at all, they laid ambushes at night to rob people and murder them. Then, the bodies were brought to the cave and eaten. The procedure remained unnoticed for years, but finally, the family was caught and executed for the mass murder and cannibalism of more than 1,000 people. Well, these are just a few mysteries of this beautiful and charming city. But remember to take some precautions while discovering the narrow streets of Edinburgh.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.